I'll just say that today is December 14th, 1979, and I'm Lisa Laughlin, and I'm talking with Fred and Edith Nagler. And I wanted to get some brief background on both of you, for instance, where you were born, when you were born, and what you had done before you met each other at the mm-hmm. Art Students League. And then we'll go on from there.
Fred thinks it was a dreary life I had before I met.
What was your maiden name?
Kroger.
Kroger. Slightly. That's what I got.
Only we were supposed to have used the umlaut over it and pronounce it Kroger.
Oh.
Which was very hard since we lived in Spuitendagel besides at the time. You spell that out to spell Spuitendagel.
I couldn't do that.
Well, that's just off Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, still there.
Even the brakeman on the New York Central didn't know how to pronounce it. It's Spuitendagel.
Well, you might. Yes. Well, I was born in West Springfield, Mass, and I went through a high school, the Springfield High, and then I worked for. My father took me to a famous German woodcarver when I was 12 years old, so he must have thought I had talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with him, and in fact, that table you see in there I made when I was 17 years old.
I remember seeing that.
And there was, at that time, there was much carving done. All the egg and dot molding and beading and everything, that was carved too. But then, and homes were so many homes that had beautifully carved, what would you call them, smoking rooms or dens and lodges.
And pieces.
Right. I saw an exhibit at the Frick last week.
Oh, you did?
Of a master carver who had done the overmantels and mantels of the Frick Mansion.
Oh.
And it was beautiful little
well,
show.
Well, you could get an idea then
oh,
of how
yes.
much of that was going on at that time. I know he often had these long benches, sometimes 10 men carving. And he did other things too, what would you call them, plaques. He modeled clay portraits and plaques and ornamental plasterwork too. I know one thing we did was he did the library at Smith College, all the ornamental plasterwork and that and all.
All those big mansions up there. Like,
oh yes,
like
the West in Springfield.
The
West Revolver people, and they all had, and it was. But anyway, he said, "This has come to an end. There's no more future in carving."
Mm-hmm.
And so, I had met an artist by the name of Cariani, who had been at the National Academy in New York in Springfield, so I was asking him about that, studying, and so, but I picked the Art Students League and I went there in 1914.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I was, as I look back at it now, I think I probably, there's a lot of, what would you call it, shenanigans going on at an art school and art school, and I think not all the students were serious, but I guess I was a very serious student. I always liked, read the best poetry and best all the philosophers I could read. In fact, how I got interested in religious art, which I think is the great art, and probably the basic of the Renaissance, because it makes you just makes you work harder. Whatever you do is illustration, and I thought the life of Christ, the reason the Renaissance painters did it, because of the love of Christ, and they weren't hired by the church too, and the church employed them after they had. And I thought it was the love of Christ in their heart and that subject matter that made them produce the greater art. I think even probably Rembrandt, his greatest pictures are religious works.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I painted landscape and portrait, and I won scholarship, a